This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. In an earlier visit, I mentioned 4 points under the title Experiencing the Fulfilled Life: Faith, Freedom, Faithfulness, and Fruitfulness. Let's expand these points by considering what Paul shared in the book of Galatians. Faith is emphasized throughout the book as the answer to the futility of trying to fulfill the law by our own sheer discipline. Paul chose Abraham as a man who exemplified the life of faith. When you study his life, it's obvious he failed numerous times to live up to God's standard of righteousness. He did take big steps of faith, trusting God to guide him and provide what he had promised. But when things didn't happen the way he anticipated, he took things into his own hands. This complicated his life and the lives of those around him. It, however, didn't come together until he just believed in God, who promised what was beyond what he could do on his own. Paul said in Galatians 3, "Abraham believed God, and it was credited to him as righteousness." Understand, then, that those who believe are children of Abraham. The Scripture foresaw that God would justify the Gentiles by faith and announce the gospel in advance to Abraham. All nations will be blessed through you. So those who have faith are blessed along with Abraham, the man of faith. When he believed in God who made a promise to him, God declared him righteous. This freed God to give Abraham what he couldn't produce on his own. And having received God's promised provision, he was able to release it to bless all who subsequently would believe.